Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy is still growing, but it's been growing more slowly than in recent years. The latest is from the Commerce Department that it grew at 2.1% in the fourth quarter of 2019. The economy grew 2.3% through the entire year of 2019. It's the slowest pace in 3 years, down from nearly 3% increase in 2018 and a 2.4% gain in 2017. Meanwhile, the Labor Department says fewer Americans are filing for jobless claims. Around 216,000 filings were made last week, a decrease of 7,000 from the previous week. Senators will pose questions to House impeachment managers and the president's legal team for a second and final day today, a session starting at 1 p.m. Eastern and could last for about 8 hours. This is USA Radio News.
The widespread wildfires in Australia are having disastrous effects on Australian wildlife. The Morris Animal Foundation, a global leader in advancing animal health, says they'll allocate $1 million for scientific research grants that will fund major studies to help. Tiffany Grunert, president and CEO of Morris Animal Foundation.
Our role will be to research the impact of the fires on wildlife in support of restoration efforts, from land mammal population studies to the effects of the fire on marine wildlife downstream. There's a great deal of research to be conducted in support of these unique and valuable species.
The ongoing wildfires have destroyed more than 12 million acres of land and impacted between 500 and 800 million animals, including koalas. Wayne Boardman, School of Animal and Veterinary Science at the University of Adelaide.
Now we only have 10,000 koalas left. Our colleagues, with the support of Morris Animal Foundation, will continue to investigate the health status of this important population following the bushfires.
To support the effort, go to morrisanimalfoundation.org.
A new White House task force is monitoring the coronavirus as the world deals with this deadly outbreak from China, where it's killed over 170 people. Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham saying the task force has been working since Monday and will lead the federal response to contain the disease here in the United States. Secretary of Health and Human Services Alex Azar heading up the group that includes national security as well as health officials. President Trump saying the nightmare that was NAFTA is over. He signed the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement into law yesterday in a ceremony at the White House.
This is a colossal victory for our farmers, ranchers, energy workers, factory workers, and American workers.
Kobe Bryant's widow's commenting publicly for the first time since the Sunday helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant. Vanessa Bryant saying on Instagram there aren't enough words to describe her pain. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The U.S. Border Patrol says it's discovered the longest smuggling tunnel ever found on the southwest border. Officials say that the tunnel, which includes a rail cart system, an elevator, and a drainage system, is the length of 14 football fields. There have been no arrests made in connection with it, and no drugs were found at the site. A Georgia inmate is dead after being put to death by lethal injection last night. Donnie Lance, executed for the 1997 double murder of his ex-wife and her boyfriend in Jackson County. The state parole board denied clemency for Lance earlier this week. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has reportedly avoided being served papers in a defamation lawsuit filed by Democratic presidential candidate and Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard. The Hawaii representative's lawyer says a process server who tried to hand over the papers to Clinton at her New York home was turned away by Secret Service agents, and a second attempt to serve the papers to one of Clinton's lawyers yesterday was also unsuccessful. Gabbard is suing the 2016 Democratic presidential nominee for $50 million for indirectly calling her a Russian asset during an interview. And only one jackpot-winning ticket was sold for last night's $400 million Powerball jackpot, sold at a 7-Eleven in Bonita Springs, Florida. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
After the top of the hour, welcome, America. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, on this incredible network of over 320 stations and markets across the country. Stephen Strang is back with us, the author of the book, God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, Why He Must Win and What's at Stake for Christians If He Loses. Steve, welcome to the show, first of all, and congratulations on the book, which is just released, and it is definitely gaining traction.
Well, thank you. It's always great to be with you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, Stephen, as we've have announced before in the introduction, the CEO of Charisma Media and the founder of Charisma Magazine, got Trump in the 2020 election. Why the book, Stephen?
Well, because of what's at stake. I mean, our country's going in the wrong direction, and, something had to change. And I believe that God raised up Donald Trump mm-hmm. in 2016. Nobody thought that he would win. However, there were several Christian prophets who are very sensitive spiritually and felt that God was telling them that Donald Trump would win, and of course he did. So that was the story of my first book, God and Donald Trump. This one is looking forward to the election and saying there's some very important issues. Christians cannot be passive because, if anything, Donald Trump is a disruptor. He's disrupted the status quo. And a lot of these things that were kind of under the surface have come to the surface. Mm-hmm. We see this in all the stuff with the impeachment, with all these different inquiries. They throw something at him every single day. Mike Huckabee said that any other president would be in the fetal position in the Oval
right.
Office, and I agree with him.
Mm-hmm.
But these people are going to come after us if he loses.
Mm-hmm.
And not only will we lose the good appointments to the judiciary in the future, but I think they'll back off with Israel. A lot of things are important to Christians, but also some of these laws that have been proposed. In fact, I write in God, Trump, in the 2020 election about the Equality Act. It has such a nice-sounding name,
mm-hmm.
but basically it's saying that if you don't agree with the LGBT agenda,
mm-hmm.
that is hate speech, and you
right.
can and will be prosecuted. It's happened in Canada. It could happen here. That's why Christians have to vote for Donald Trump. But really, the gist of the book is the spiritual perspective of kind of where our country is spiritually and what God is doing and how in the world could God use somebody as imperfect as Donald Trump. Well, there's a whole chapter on how God uses imperfect leaders. So I write about what's at stake. Then I write about what Donald Trump is really like. He's really a nice guy when you get to know him. People who know him well say that. And there's some kind of stuff you've never read before, some kind of, insider type of information. And then I write about the spiritual dimension and how the absolute hatred of Donald Trump, people hate him. I believe that that is spiritual, it's demonic.
Mm-hmm.
We Christians call that spiritual warfare, and there's enormous spiritual warfare, not only over Donald Trump, but against our entire country, against each of us. And Donald Trump is kind of like a lightning rod. So the same people who don't like Christians or people who espouse Christian values or even conservatives in general, they hate him, but really it's in place of hating us. He won't be around forever, and these issues we're going to have to contend with, you know, for generations probably.
Without a doubt.
But at least he's given us a reprieve, I think. I think God has given us a reprieve in the person of Donald Trump, who is so tough, who is such a strong leader, and who has really become our champion, even though, you know, he's, you know, he didn't really come up out of the Christian community like someone like, you know, Pat Robertson back in the day, or even Governor Huckabee and a number of others who are very good Christians. I was supportive of Ted Cruz originally. He's a strong Christian.
Right.
But he's not nearly as strong as Donald Trump.
Yeah. Well, you know, as you say, God has used many people that you wouldn't think could pass the test. I mean, hey, there was a king that killed a friend to get his wife. I mean, the stories abound in the Bible. God used a donkey. Clearly this is a spiritual issue, Stephen. I agree with you. That. And what I have seen with Donald Trump is the mantle of the prophet is upon this president. And as we know, historically, prophets have a tough time. You know, because they do disrupt the status quo. And I think the direction, the trajectory that God's people and this country was heading was antithetical to God's purposes. And he, as he said he would, he rose up Donald Trump for a time such as this to give us another chance. So it's up to us how we respond.
I agree, and it's interesting to me that there's a group of evangelicals that call themselves Never Trumpers. Now, it's not a very big percentage, because 80% of the Bible-believing evangelicals voted for Trump, really, not because he's perfect, but because how bad the other side is.
Exactly.
You know, I say to these Never Trumpers, if you don't like Trump, and, you know, in politics, you know, there's usually somebody you don't like because you vote for someone else, but who's the alternative?
Exactly.
Harry Truman is not running this time.
Right.
You know.
You're going to vote for someone that supports the infanticide of our unborn children and the sale of baby parts versus this president that has been the most pro-life president in the modern era.
Yeah, or someone who's going to put a non-binary person on the cabinet. Now, first of all, most of us barely know what a non-binary person is,
right.
But it's somebody who identifies as neither male nor female. But how is that a qualification to be on the cabinet? It isn't, of course, but it's just putting ahead an agenda that is becoming more and more radicalized. I never thought I'd live to see the day where drag queens read storybooks in libraries.
Exactly.
And,
to young kids.
You know, and somehow this is supposed to be the way it is, and when we speak up, they call us a bunch of bigots. No, we're trying to believe and act on what the Bible does. It's like Robert Jefferson says, he wasn't voting for the perfect Christian. He was voting for someone who would defend his right to be a Christian. I believe that that's who Donald Trump is. However, having said that, Donald Trump told a group of ministers he wants to be remembered as a president who prays more than any other. So I think that there's probably a private side to him that we really don't know. And, you know, I try to bring some of these things out in the book. He really changed 10 or 15 years ago. He started watching Christian television. You know, I document this in the book. I think something changed in him. He's tender toward the things of the Lord.
Okay.
He likes people praying for him. There's lots and lots of videos on YouTube of a group of gathering around him, Christian leaders. Usually they're kind of out of the charismatic Pentecostal community because they have their hand on a shoulder, which is kind of our way of praying, and a hand in the air and, you know, praying for wisdom and all that kind of stuff. Listen, I'm not aware of any of the other presidents, even the Republicans, being prayed for like that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I've been in lots of meetings with presidents over the years. I've met four, and I don't even remember there being prayers prayed. But Trump seems to like this. There is a spiritual aspect to him, and I don't understand why they pick at all the stuff. I mean, why didn't people do this with Nixon or Carter or Reagan? You know, they just pick at him and play up things that happened years ago, or they they criticize his tweets. Now, there's a couple of times he's tweeted about football coaches, and I thought, you know, does he really need to? But, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. And, frankly, I enjoy most of his tweets.
Exactly.
And he's a strong leader. He's doing
it. Without a doubt. Steve, we got to go to quick break. More from Stephen Strang after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Our conversation with Stephen Strang continues. Stephen, the CEO of Charisma Media and founder of Charisma Magazine, author of the new book, God, Trump and the 2020 Election. As you were saying, Stephen, you know, we have a leader, a true CEO in the White House, a CEO who understands business, and this is why our GDP, our economy, unemployment has turned around so dramatically. My encouragement, in fact, I had a conversation with the Secretary of the Interior last week in Las Vegas, and I said, my message, if you can take to the president, is this, is he focused so much on jobs, because my understanding was that was one of the first questions he would ask those in the cabinet and those that would come into the White House. How are we doing on jobs? How are we doing on jobs? And look what's happened because of that focus. Unemployment, all-time low, 7 million jobs just waiting to be filled. It's just been phenomenal what this president has done. But I said the next goal for after the 2020 election and for the last 4 years, I'd like to hear him say, how are we doing with the deficit? How are we doing with the deficit? Because I think
he focuses 100%. You know, but apparently he has some kind of strategy, and he's been doing such a good job, I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. But one of my staff has relatives in Canada, and they were just telling us today that the Canadians are just amazed at how much this new U.S.-Mexico-Canada deal to improve the economy. And they're saying, we wish we had someone up here in Canada like Donald Trump. He's a very strong leader. Look at what he negotiated with China. Or look how he's getting our allies to pay part of their fair share.
Exactly. How he handled Iran. How he handled Iran. They said, he's going to ignite another world war. I mean, we're up to, according to the Democrats, the mainstream media, I think Donald Trump has almost ignited 7 world wars in the last 3 years.
Now it's passe, and they don't even mention it on the news anymore. Mm-hmm. He spoke just very recently in person to the March for Life. No other president has done that. Mm-hmm. He has this peace plan that he's proposed in the last day or two for Israel, which is actually one of his biggest goals. You talked about how he's gotten jobs and all that. Under Obama, they were telling us we had to get used to very, very sluggish growth. This
exactly.
is normal.
1.8 GDP. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, right. He made fun of Trump during the campaign. Says, what does he have, a magic wand? Well, yeah. I don't believe in magic wands, but it sure looks like he has one. You know, I hope when people read my book, especially Christian people, because this is written to Christian people from a Christian perspective to try to get a feel for what God is doing, because a lot of people are confused. If you listen to the mainstream media very much, after a while, you're just confused by it. You know, like, maybe some of this stuff is true, but, you know, they are lying. They are outright lying again and again and again, and Trump comes through it. I frankly think there's some kind of supernatural hedge of protection around this.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
God has a plan for him and has raised him up to help us, and I just hope that conservatives and Christians will support him and not be intimidated by these never Trumpers, kind of the evangelical left, so to speak.
Yes.
The media is playing it up because they're so glad to hear an evangelical badmouth the president. And he's not perfect, but neither are you, neither am I. Nobody's perfect. And we have to see clearly the issues, and also to see his accomplishments, because the Bible says, by your fruit you shall know them. And he sure has a lot of what I consider to be very, very good fruit.
Well, what Donald Trump has done is taken us back to core principles that our founding fathers got a grasp of by revelation, no doubt. I mean, how do you come up with the U.S. Constitution, Declaration of Independence, that enumerates rights and freedoms that are God-given but for the hand of God? And so Donald Trump, in faith, said, we're going to go back to core principles. We're going to make America great again, because that was God's purpose for America. And as he's been consistent in doing that, we've been blessed. And what have we done? We've blessed Israel. I mean, he almost, speaking of starting another world war, there was going to be another world war when he declared that Jerusalem was going to be the acknowledged capital of Israel, and that we were going to move our embassy there. Remember?
Oh, I remember that. You know, the Bible says that God will bless those who bless Israel, and I believe a lot of the blessing our country has enjoyed has been because of that. And also, America has been a light to the world. Even our massive foreign aid is a result of Christian principles that we should help the poor and be a giving nation. I mean, it's become secularized, of course, but there's so much about our country that is based on Judeo-Christian values that really go all the way back to the Pilgrims, you know, where there was a covenant with God. It also happened at Jamestown. To a lesser extent, it happened down here in Florida where the Spanish and French landed. You know, this land was dedicated to God, and God has raised up this nation, and there are people that would just like to almost beat it back into the Stone Age. I mean, some of the left are saying, take away fossil fuels. What are we going to do, going horse and buggy again, while the rest of the world has airplanes and cars? Of course not. I mean, you know, it's idiocy that they would even propose this kind of stuff. And of course the news media kind of goes along with a lot of it. Now I don't think that's ever going to happen, but you know, really what they're trying to do is get in some form of socialism. I didn't think I'd live long enough to see this. And so what do we have? We have Donald Trump, who some tweets turn people off, or, you know, there are other things they don't like about him. I think they're minor. The Bible talks about straining at gnats and swallowing camels, and I think that that's what a lot of Christians do. Other Christians are just kind of passive. They sit by the sideline. They think politics is dirty. They don't think anybody pays any attention to them. They want to kind of stay out of it. That is the wrong strategy. We are in a war. We are in a war for our future. And we need to win it now instead of letting it get worse and worse and worse and then finally trying to win it, because then we may be on a point of no return.
Exactly. Well, this is why we are where we are today in the 21st century America, because we allowed the elites to take over. And really, this is all about control. And as you said earlier, Stephen, this is a spiritual battle, because what the Democrats, and I lay it at their doorstep, because they're leading the way along with the mainstream media and these other antithetical forces. They are telling the body politic, we have your new God. You know, that old God, he's gone. He's not paying attention to you. We have the new God. And that new God is, his governance is through socialism. And it's through the bureaucracy of a big government controlling your life. The idea of freedom and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that's all a pipe dream. That's meaningless. But your new God is what we have to serve. And, here we are. I mean, Isaiah warned us that, the day would come, and it's here, where good would be sour, you know, said to be sour. Sour would be good, evil, good, good, evil. I mean, we're in an upside down world, and it takes people. Every time, you know, anytime a culture approximates where we are right now, it has been people of faith who have taken a stand for truth and have pursued it passionately that have been able to right the ship. And I think this is the opportunity for people of faith. And this is why your book is so important right now, Stephen. I'm so grateful that you wrote it.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and I agree with you 100%. And I have a chapter in Guide Trump in the 2020 election called Compromise in the Church, and say, really, if you're looking at it spiritually, it has been the church that's really dropped the ball, let a lot of these things happen. We could have risen up, and in fact, I think now a lot of people are finally rising up. Mm-hmm. My book is a call for the church to wake up. Donald Trump is the one that God has sent us now. There's an election right in front of us. It kind of doesn't matter to me who the other side puts up. They're going to be equally bad, and there's going to be a distinct shift. I personally think he's going to win, but I have a whole chapter in the book called How He Might Lose. Mm-hmm. And there are some very evil forces at work, including the communist Chinese. I document how they're funding some of these left-wing things. And they flipped Virginia from red to blue, and they're wanting to do it in other states.
God, Trump, in the 2020 election. The book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, available at all the usual places. He's the CEO of Charisma Media, founder of Charisma Magazine, and, of course, best-selling author Stephen Strang right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stephen, thank you so much for being with us. God bless. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately,
It doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy is still growing, but it's been growing more slowly than in recent years. The latest is from the Commerce Department that it grew at 2.1% in the fourth quarter of 2019. The economy grew 2.3% through the entire year of 2019. It's the slowest pace in 3 years, down from a nearly 3% increase in 2018 and a 2.4% gain in 2017. Meanwhile, the Labor Department says fewer Americans are filing for jobless claims. Around 216,000 filings were made last week, a decrease of 7,000 from the previous week. Senators will pose questions to House impeachment managers and the president's legal team for a second and final day today, a session starting at 1 p.m. Eastern and could last for about 8 hours. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Look, to me, that's the question. The critical question needs to be asked in this era of the 21st century America. You know, whatever the policy, whatever the person that you're electing to office, are they going to add or take away from our freedoms? We are, after all, a country that is committed to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. You know, every 2 years, fourth and eighth grade students across the U.S. are given a reading assessment known as the National Assessment of Educational Progress, or the National Scorecard. The test measures reading comprehension by asking students to read selected grade-appropriate materials and then answer those questions based on what they've read, right? Makes sense. In 2019, nearly 294,000 students participated in both grades. The average reading scores were lower in 2019 than they were in 2017. Well, despite these disappointing results, new approaches are providing hope in major districts and communities that have historically struggled with childhood literacy. L Education, a nonprofit created out of a collaboration between the Harvard Graduate School of Education and Outward Bound USA, is proving in districts across the country that pairing the research informed L Education K through 8 language arts curriculum with professional development leads to student achievement. Here to talk and explain more about the program is Christina Riley, L Education Director of Curriculum Design. Christina, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, congratulations. You know, this is good news from a standpoint that, you know, rather than just accepting the results, you get the results and you say, okay, it's measurable. Let's do something about it, right?
Right. So we designed a high-quality curriculum that is being implemented in multiple districts across the U.S., and we combine that with high-quality professional learning, helping teachers to really implement the curriculum with integrity to raise student achievement.
Well, help our audience understand a nation scorecard. I gave it a brief overview. Certainly you're the expert, and you can get into more detail, like who's tested and how often.
reading assessment, reading and math, but we're going to focus on reading today. So it's a reading comprehension assessment given every 2 years to a representative sample of students in public and private schools across the nation. It's administered in grades 4 and 8, and then also approximately every 4 years at grade 12. And what it does is it tracks achievement over time in reading and math. And as you mentioned, after 20 years of reform, student scores are still relatively stagnant.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, that's the thing, you know, for all the effort. And I got to, you know, again, we go back to the basic premise of our humanity, and that is that we want to be productive and feel like we're being successful at what we do, right? So here's all these teachers, you know, pouring in to these kids, and we're just not moving the bar here, and we're not putting enough points on the board. So what is the feedback that you're getting from teachers? They've got to be frustrated, I would think.
And, you know, teachers want to see their students be successful. And so something that we are really thinking a lot about is the research. We have decades of research now on the most effective ways that all students learn how to read, including students with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And we've designed a program to really build that research into our curriculum, because quite honestly, in many classrooms, that research-based approach is missing.
Oh, well, interesting. Well, tell us about L Education and how you're working to improve literacy in schools, if you would.
So we're a K-12 nonprofit, and we empower teachers to transform schools in diverse communities across the U.S. We've been going for more than 25 years. And something that really sets us apart, I think, is that we have a three-dimensional vision of student achievement. And that includes mastery of knowledge and skills. So when I talk about our curriculum, I'm talking about the literacy skills there, but also habits of character. So helping students to become effective learners. We assume that students know how to learn, but actually we need to teach them how to learn. So we teach them habits of effective learners, habits of ethical people who can contribute to a better world. And we also focus on high quality student work.
Well, and then in terms of practicality, give us an idea. You know, break it down a little bit further, if you would, Christina, for us, is, you know, what a child goes through when they're on this program.
So in our K-2 program, so our primary program, which is really teaching our youngest students, they will encounter a structured phonics program. So they will learn how to sound out words, how to connect letters, linking letters to sounds and then blending those sounds together to read words.
Mm-hmm.
But then they also engage in a content-based literacy program, because structured phonics isn't enough. So once you can sound out the words, knowledge of what they mean is really important. And a lack of comprehension is often a knowledge gap. So students engage not only in structured phonics and in sounding out words, but also in building their knowledge and learning about the world, integrating reading, writing, speaking and listening and language skills in the context of engaging science and social studies topics.
Exactly. Well, Christina, so phonics is back, huh?
Phonics has always been around, but more people are paying attention to bringing phonics into schools now. I mean, the research shows that that is the most effective way for students to learn how to read and has done for decades.
Just works, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And yeah, I can talk about the results that we're seeing already. We've partnered with the Detroit Public Schools District, and we've already seen some amazing results. After just 1 year of partnership with us, students posted their highest ever scores on the Michigan ELA assessment.
Wow, that's great. Well, you know, and that's awesome, because that's what, you know, that's why you're doing what you're doing, is that you want to move the needle. You see the problem. Are we making some positive change here? So this is a great example of what happened in Detroit. I got to imagine they're probably a little bit surprised by the results, huh?
Well, they set out to shift the trajectory, and they designed a 5-year educational reform plan. So, no, I don't think they were surprised. I think this was exactly what they were looking for, and that's why they partnered with us.
But you love it, though, when you come up with a plan and it works, and, you know, you get a positive response from it. So I guess when I said surprise, maybe I should say that they were pleased that, you know, for all the hard work and the planning and now the implementation, that you're starting to get the results you expected.
Exactly, and I think it really speaks to using a research-based program and not just focusing in on the curriculum itself, but also on the professional learning. The two go hand in hand, but then also in on this element of habits of character, as I mentioned. Something unique about EL education is that we don't just focus on mastery of skills and knowledge. We also focus on helping students to become effective learners and ethical people who contribute to a better world. And that just makes them more successful.
How are the kids responding to this?
In the classrooms that I've been in, I've had some amazing conversations with students who want to talk about the topics they're studying. I had a wonderful conversation with some students in fourth grade in Shelby County, Tennessee, in Memphis, who talked to me all about loyalists and patriots in the revolution and were very excited that I was British and therefore represented one of the sides they'd been learning about.
Mm. Well, that must have been fun. Hopefully they were sensitive because, you know, they understand that we are related. We're not necessarily still antithetical, right?
Well, actually, one of the things that we teach through the curriculum is also how to have conversations with one another, including adults. So, yes, the conversational tone was very respectful because we've given them the language to support that.
Well, and it's encouraging, you know, for those of us who have been questioning the lack of civics and historical, you know, teaching taking place. And it seems that EL Education is embracing that. And you're going to have a lot of parents in support of this.
Enough. You know, once you can sound out the words, you have to understand that the knowledge of what they mean, and the lack of comprehension is often a knowledge gap. So yes, we really focus on engaging science and social studies topics and having students read, write, speak and listen and think about those science and social studies topics.
Well, Christina, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information, if you would.
ELEducation.org.
Christina Riley, EL Education Director of Curriculum Design, right here on Bill Martinez Live, sharing the great ideas that are impacting, students now in our schools across this country. And congratulations, Christina. We look forward to hearing some more successful, testimonies from the program.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Many fans dream of seeing football's biggest game of the year in person. If you're fortunate enough to have this experience, be sure you're maximizing your financial rewards for the trip of a lifetime. Travel expert Lee Abamonte shares insider tips.
Booking travel for the big game can be expensive, with thousands of people headed to Miami. No matter which team you're rooting for, you can come out on top with the Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program. As a member, I always receive a rewards bonus when I use my Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card. This boosts the points I earn on all travel and dining purchases to an unlimited 3.5 points per dollar. Another helpful perk is the unlimited no-fee ATM transactions at all U.S. ATMs that I receive as a Preferred Rewards member in the Platinum Honors tier. Whether you're using a card or cash, taking a road trip, or flying to see the big game in person, Preferred Rewards has you covered.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You know what that means? It is time for Steve Evans, the movie guy, live from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, all for you, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of things exciting happening. And, of course, heart's still heavy there in Southern California. I happen to be on the West Coast, Steve-O. And, you know, for just a moment, we can touch on the impact of, you know, the death last Sunday of Kobe Bryant. My brother went to Staples last night and sent me a picture of this beautiful, you know, commemoration of Kobe and Gianna right there at the entrance. It's very touching.
Yeah, it's, well, he was L.A. royalty, you know, yeah. And this, he meant a lot to a lot of people, and it was such a shock that, and he's only, well, he's only 41 years old.
41, exactly.
It was just terribly, terribly sad, and you just never know.
I mean, yeah, and Vanessa's tweet that went out this morning was heartrending as well in, you know, just sharing about the devastation, you know, for the family and also consideration for those others that were on the helicopter that went down with Kobe and Gigi. It's just, wow.
Well, it happened on Sunday, and it was the same day the Grammys happened at Staples, and it was kind of, you know, everything kind of came together in that moment. Mm-hmm. And the Grammys, I thought Alicia Keys did a marvelous job. I thought she did a great job setting just exactly the right tone, because it was a, you know, a very difficult day for a lot of people.
Exactly. And there you are at the house that Kobe built,
right,
for all intents and purposes.
Staples Center.
I mean, he and Shaq. And so you're there. And then, of course, across the country, NBA players at games honoring Kobe as well. So, and the thing is, as was written about here recently, is Kobe Bryant's brand extended well beyond the borders of the United States of America. I mean, his mm-hmm. his overseas impact was also felt.
Right. Well, the NBA is a global sport, and so yeah. much more than any other, I think. So, it, he was well known and amazing.
Well, let's talk movies here.
As
projected, you're right. Bad Boys for Life, number one again, huh?
Yeah, which is kind of crazy. They say that this movie might make about $200 million, which is kind of wild, because this is a sequel of a movie that was made, you know, 17 years ago, something like that. Mm-hmm. Evidently, people were in the mood for Bad Boys. It will be number one again this weekend, they say, as well. We had 1917. That was number two, making about 15.9. Doolittle, number three. The Gentleman was number four. I saw that movie last weekend. It is a lot of fun. It's a Guy Ritchie movie.
Okay.
Not one for the kids. It's rated R for all the right reasons, but it moves a mile a minute, and it's a lot of fun to watch.
Hide the kids and the puppies. 1917 really got some traction. They added theaters this last week, huh?
Well, it's the odds-on favorite for Best Picture at the Academy Awards, which, by the way, are going to be taking place a week from Sunday. You realize that?
Wow, yeah. We're in the middle of it. It's
we're in the middle
fast.
Of it, yeah. So that is why, and it's a terrific film, and I think the fact that it is getting nominated and it is winning other awards that people are showing up to see it. So, yeah, it's fun to see.
Exactly. Definitely. Well,
we have the Super Bowl this weekend, so they're, you know.
Some little game down there in Miami, huh?
I think the movie going public may be a bit distracted, but we do have some interesting films there. We'll start with Gretel and Hansel. This may be a nod to female empowerment because it used to be called Hansel and Gretel.
What happened?
Well, I guess they just decided to switch it up a bit, and this is a terrifying film. Just check out the trailer. I mean, it's rated PG-13, but I don't think you want to take the kids to see this one. And when prepping for this, I went back to check out the original fairy tale, which is a horrific story. It's a grim fairy tale. You know, it's been around forever. It's out of Germany. But if you read the original fairy tale, it's about a father. He abandons his kids in the forest. They happen upon this house made of cake and candy, which is really the home of a cannibalistic witch. She locks up the kids so she can fatten them up and eat them. And when the witch gets ready to boil her little brother, Gretel decides to trick the witch into jumping into the oven, and then she burns the witch alive. That's a horrific story.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Tell that to a kid before he goes to bed. He'll never get
really
to sleep.
Exactly.
This movie is obviously, well, it is. It's a terrifying story. I mean, for the older kids, maybe it's fun, but I wouldn't take the kiddies anyway. All right.
I'm with you.
There you go. Not reviewed for the critics. I think I just gave it a review there. So, we have the rhythm section also out this weekend. This is about a woman. Blake Lively stars in this, Stephanie Patrick. Ordinary woman on a path of self-destruction after her family is tragically killed in a plane crash. When Stephanie discovers that the crash was not an accident, she enters into a dark, complex world to seek revenge on those responsible and find her own redemption. Only 42% are recommending this. Critics saying it's a bit flat, very predictable, but it does star Blake Lively and Jude Law, Sterling K. Brown, and Daniel Mays, the rhythm section out this weekend. A movie that is getting terrific reviews, and a lot of people have been talking about it on the festival circuit, 85% recommending The Assistant. Now, a lot of people are comparing this to the Harvey Weinstein situation. You'll see
really?
Why. This follows one day in the life of Jane, played by Julia Garner. She's this recent college graduate, an aspiring film producer, recently landed her dream job as a junior assistant to a powerful entertainment mogul who just happens to be a sexual predator.
Right.
Her day is much like any other assistant, you know, making coffee and changing the paper in the copy machine. And all. But as her day progresses, she and the audience grow increasingly aware of the abuse that insidiously colors every aspect of her workday, an accumulation of degradations against which Jane decides finally to take a stand, only to discover the true depth of the system into which she has entered. 85% recommending The Assistant out this
week. They know from which they write, do they not?
I think they do, yeah. A lot of people comparing that to the Miramax situation. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of female empowerment, we have this documentary called Miss Americana, which has been very big up at Sundance. 85% are recommending. This is an emotionally revealing look at one of the most iconic artists of our time during a transformational period in her life as she learns to embrace her role not only as a songwriter and performer, but as a woman harnessing the full power of her voice. We're talking about Taylor Swift.
Mm.
And I have always been a Taylor Swift fan. I think she's just... She is an amazing performer, an amazing woman. And just to give you an idea of what she has done before 30, she signed at the age of 14, by the way, with Sony. She released her first album in 2006, which was the longest charting album of the 2000s. She's won 10 Grammys, 29 American Music Awards. She's in the Billboard. She won 23 Billboard Music Awards. She's in the Songwriter Hall of Fame. She's worth $360 million. All before 30. It's an amazing story. And she can write a hit song. She writes the hooks. And She's just an amazing person. I was reading this book called by Brandon King called 1 Million Followers, and he was a social media guy that worked with MTV early on, and he worked with Taylor early on, and she started this whole thing with a MySpace page, if you'll remember. And she developed this incredible relationship with her fans, which she still has today. And he worked with her to kind of take her to the next level. But he says that she is one smart cookie and has this amazing ability to connect with her audience.
Exactly. It is powerful. I mean, you see the things that she does. And,
yeah.
And it appears very genuine, you know,
yeah.
when she, you know, will bring somebody, give them better seats or mm-hmm. acknowledge them in the way she does, you know, which is really unusual. And you would think that more artists would follow their lead. I mean, this is something you see in the country music ranks day one.
Right.
It's just been part of the culture. And I don't know if that's where she embraced it because, you know, most artists in the contemporary range, they remain a bit distant, you know, traditionally.
Yeah. She was way ahead of the curve when it came to the whole social media thing.
Right.
I have a movie here which is getting great reviews, too, called The Traitor, which is a movie based on a true story, which is an amazing story. It's a story of Tommaso Bruschetta, the man who brought down the Cosa Nostra. This happened in the early 80s. There was an all-out war raging in Sicily between mafia bosses over the heroin trade, and this Tommaso Bruschetta had to flee the country, hide out in Brazil, because back home scores were being settled, and he watched as his sons and his brother were killed in Palermo, and he fled the country, you know, knowing he may be next. But he was arrested, extradited to Italy by the Brazilian police, and he made a decision that changed everything for the mafia and changed everything for himself. He decided to meet with the judge Giovanni Falcone and betray the eternal vow he made to the Cosa Nostra.
Ooh, wow.
And yeah. as a result, his testimony allowed this this judge to convict more than 300 mafia members in what was called the Maxi trial back in the 80s.
True story.
Yeah, 78% recommending The Traitor out there this weekend. Hmm. Another doc, which a lot of people are talking about, is The Incitement. Now, this is a detailing the year leading up to the assassination of Israel's Prime Minister, Yitzhak Rabin. And this is done from the point of view of the assassin. And it was September 93 when the Prime Minister announced the Oslo Accords, and there was a guy by the name of Yigal Amir, who was a law student, devoted Orthodox Jew, couldn't believe his country's leader would cede this territory that he and many others believed was rightfully by the word of God theirs.
Uh-huh.
And so he put together this band of extremists, and then his girlfriend left him. He becomes more isolated and disillusioned and bitter, and eventually he became the assassin. And this is done from that point of view. It's called The Incitement. And 83% are the ones are recommending.
You know, quite interesting in light of the meeting at the White House here this past week with, you know, Bibi Netanyahu, Benny Gantz, and Donald Trump, you know, to try to do something about this, you know, Palestinian, you know, conflict that continues on there in Israel. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's what's happening besides the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, in between time, you know.
Yeah, right.
it's your choice. And what about the halftime show? You know much about that? Anything going on?
Only that, you know, Jim
will be there.
Working on it for quite some time, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, look, get ready, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, you know, we'll be entertained. Hopefully there'll be better commercials than last year. So we'll stand by. He is the movie guy, Steve Evans, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is how we